Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2511-3101-0020-7483.
Perfect. Give me 1 second to pull up your file here. How's your day going so far?
Bad about yours.
Busy getting to the end of the month here, and that's usually when it picks up for us. Perfect. I'm pulling up your file right now. Now, whom am I speaking to today?
James.
James, perfect. And James, we did just get a new phone system. What's a good number to give you a call back in case the phone drops?
315-507-2140.
Perfect. I'm just going to have you confirm a few pieces of info that we have on the business before we get started, just a formality. And then I'd be happy to answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction. Sound good? All right, and so I'm, excuse me, I'm talking to James. Are you the 100% owner, or?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you confirm the business, the legal business name?
Blue Line, the Bachelor Solutions Incorporated.
Perfect. And is that your DBA name as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for, James?
Since 2013, with the Blue Line name, I had to go to another corporation because of the structure of the business, but 2013.
Okay. So you switched structure in 2013?
Yeah, well,
that's
branch. It started in 2013, and then I had a branch off in 2014. Yeah, we just came up over 2 years behind the fence.
Okay, good, good. And what kind of structure is this? I know you said corporation. Is it S-Corp or C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. Solid. And one last thing. Could you confirm the address we have on file, and then we're ready to go?
It's 1 Ora, O-R-A, Avenue, New Hartford, New York, 13413.
Perfect. Where is New Hartford, by the way? Is that upstate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm originally from Manhattan and New Jersey as well, a little bit. So pretty familiar with the area.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So James, what are your goals here? What are you planning to do? Do you have a project coming up?
Yeah. Actually, I got a couple projects coming up. The main thing is rolling into. I just bought a large piece of equipment. I have to get a couple more pieces of equipment. Use some working capital and kind of consolidate. Some bills and whatnot, so I can stop worrying about, paperwork and all this stuff and kind of just focus on moving forward. We've got a bigger project coming up and just trying to get everything in line and get structured for that. Focus on the operations rather than, having to use some money from one job to the other, to get materials and then,
Do you normally get paid on like a net 30, net 60, something like that?
Well, we do a lot of preferred work with insurance companies and like Fannie Mae. So it'll be like they don't do any kind of like half down, half compensation. So you're kind of working out of pocket, and sometimes it can take 30. Like I got the outstanding invoice right now, 60 Fannie Mae that I'm waiting on payment. So it really depends on when you turn it in and that kind of deal. But that they pay it, they give the bigger job. So
perfect. They said you got a big project coming up. What's the deadline on that thing?
Well, I gotta have
the start date.
November.
November. Perfect. So you want to get all this financing and all the equipment done up front, so you can have all your upfront costs covered for you. Perfect, perfect. Hey, James, tell me a little bit about the business itself. You obviously just started a few years ago. How'd you get in the industry, and what exactly do you guys do?
Well, in the military, I was a chemical officer, and, you know, doing a lot of environmental stuff and that kind of deal. And I was working as a public insurance adjuster, you know, doing claims and that kind of deal. And I witnessed a couple of companies that weren't too honorable and didn't do the very good work, and they made a huge amount of money doing it for the insurance companies, doing like water restoration, that kind of deal. So I figured if I, you know, I looked into it, did some research, and I mean, there is some science to it, between that mold and asbestos, but it's all primarily the same function, and, you know, very profitable industry, but very costly as well, with insurances and workman's comp and the specialty stuff you have to have. So.
Okay. Okay, sounds like, you know, you saw an opportunity and you just, you went for it.
Yep.
Cool. So, you know, tell me a little bit, what kind of equipment did you just, you said you got a large piece of equipment, what was that?
I just bought a Colt Jet 30 dry ice blasting machine.
What does that do?
What it does is it's got a aftercooler and then an actual, it's like using a sandblaster, but it uses dry ice.
Dry ice,
so,
okay.
So there's not, it's a lot less debris, a lot less abrasive. You could use it on a multitude of different functions. You could take, you know, use it to take graffiti off a wall. You could use it for mold removal, lead abatement, and it's a lot better for the environment.
Yeah, imagine there's a lot less cleanup with it, right?
Pretty much none, which saves a ton in labor and man hours. But it's an, you know, expensive piece of equipment. But I just did a lead remediation project phase for a school, and I needed it, so I was just like, and I kind of bit the bullet and bought it. And then, you know, I just don't want to tie up all my working capital on equipment and stuff when I got, you know, bigger jobs, especially in the next month or so when. You know, being from New York, the weather's going to change drastically. You know, the weather changes drastically. We start getting into fire season, you know, house fires, that kind of deal. We got to clean up the insurance companies. And like dry ice blasting, you could use to clean up all the soot and char marks off the wood with minimal effort. So,
oh, that's nice. Never heard of that before. This big
yep.
project you got coming up, is it in New York, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's actually in Syracuse.
Okay, what are you doing, a cleanup project, or mold?
It's a little smorgasbord of everything.
Oh, nice.
We're in the abatement process right now with the general contractor. We should know in the next couple of weeks whether we get the... get the contract, but more than likely we're going to end up getting it. I know one of the other companies doesn't have the right insurance they require, and the other one's not a EPA certified lead firm. But it's got asbestos, lead, mold, you name it. It's in Syracuse.
Is it a building?
28,000. What's that?
Is it a building or a warehouse? What is it?
Yeah, it's a 28,000 square foot. It used to be a housing development, and it just dilapidated over probably the last 10-15 years. And the Housing Vision, the not-for-profit organization, going in and revitalizing it, making it into a working area.
Oh, it sounds interesting. Is that by the university at all? Just curious. Or?
I don't. No, it's downtown, so it's a little ways away.
Okay, yeah, let's get started on the shopping list. We'll do equipment first. You know, do you have anything in mind, specific pieces, quotes?
Yes. I don't have them on me.
Yeah, yeah,
but
just give me ballparks.
Getting a box van, which is anywhere between probably 52 and 6,000. Some water restoration equipment, which is around 6,200.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to get some uniforms. I think that's around 20 or 250, something like that. Minimal.
Oh, 250, yeah, okay.
And then just some other little odds and ends. So.
Now, the box van, the water restoration equipment, Do you have a specific vendor for each of those? Is it the same vendor, private party?
No, it'd be probably private party on the box fan and the equipment. I'd have to look at the name.
Oh, so you have a vendor there?
Yep.
And for the box fan, I'm assuming this is used. It's from private party.
Yeah, yep.
Gotcha. What about the restoration equipment? That's pretty much brand new.
It's new. Yep.
Good, good. Now, are you adding this box fan on, or is it something you're replacing an old one, or?
What's that?
Are you replacing, for the box van and the water restoration equipment, are you replacing old equipment and doing some updating, or are you adding on to what you already have?
No, I'm adding on.
Oh, good. Yeah, so you must be growing a little bit. So is that pretty much it for the equipment as far as that goes? So you're looking somewhere around 12,000-13,000 total?
Yeah, probably. I would probably say 15, because there's little odds and ends things like a HEPA vacuum, which is, $500, and I'll need another one for, just little odds and ends.
Okay, perfect. So about 15K for the equipment. Now, we'll move on to the other sort of thing here, the capital. What are you going to be using the capital for? Just consolidating debt? Anything else? Payroll,
yeah,
materials?
Some of it, and then some working capital, yeah, payroll, that kind of deal.
Do you have a figure in mind or anything that you definitely need, like a minimum number?
Yeah, some of it I was using for advertising and that kind of bit. And my overall was between 37 and 40,000 is my ideal
capital need.
Big picture. Yep.
Okay, so around 35-40K for working capital and then another 15K on an equipment.
Oh, no, like, all together.
Oh, okay, that's, see, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. So, so we're thinking maybe 40 minus the 15, that'll get us to 25 in working capital, and then about 15 in equipment. I gotcha. Yeah, we highly encourage people. Sometimes, working capital is a phrase, but also a lending tool and program, and it's not to be used for equipment. I mean, you can, it's unsecured cash, but an equipment financing deal, just because it's a collateralized loan, you know, you got a titled box van, it's really easy for us to repossess. So the equipment is very much cheaper than any kind of working capital. So just want to make sure you separate and differentiate the use for that. So it's basically like two separate loans, and you don't have to take one with the other if the working capital program isn't something you're really interested in, but the equipment is, or vice versa. You can always do one or the other, or both together. Hello.
Oh, I thought
the call dropped. Yeah, no. Dude, I had a couple questions. How's your personal credit look like? Good, bad, in the middle?
It was, I think before, right now my credit cards are kind of maxed out to buy stuff, and then they go down, and then they go back up, so.
Yeah, I've been there too, man. Have a slow month, credit cards go all the way maxed out. I've been there.
Yep, and then you get paid and everything gets paid off.
What are you thinking around 600s? Underneath that,
yeah,
ballpark
like
me here.
20 now, like 709 or something.
Okay, so around high sixes, low sevens. Good, good. So, working capital, have you dealt with that before? Is this something that's totally brand new to you? The lump sum unsecured loan.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Like, did all that, my master's program and all that stuff, so.
Have you ever used it before, or just going to be the first time?
No.
Okay. Nope. No, I just want to know, do you have any other loans on the business currently, anything like that, besides equipment loans?
No.
No? Oh, good, good. Yeah, a lot of, so it's just credit card debt that we're consolidating for the most part. That's always a lot easier to do than getting consolidating other working capital debt, because it's just interest on interest. It doesn't make sense. There's no return on investment. It's not a good idea. What would be your return on investment, though, as far as, you know, that equipment goes? You know, just getting the box van, water restoration equipment, it's just going to help you do some extra work, get things done quicker.
Yeah, the water restoration equipment, one water dry out, you pay for everything, you know. So it's a pretty good return on investment. I mean, every day you put an axial mover fan in there, you know, you're probably paying $150, $200 a piece. But every day you have it on a water job, it's $20 or $31, you know, an average job, they're on there 3-4 days.
Okay, yeah, that gets expensive. So, you know, 15 grand in equipment, uniforms, vacuum, you probably have that paid off. You know, it'd be making you money instead of you having to pay it in maybe by the end of the year almost, or, you know, not even a full year.
Yeah, probably about a year.
It'll cash flow in about a year. Good. So what kind of term were you thinking? You know, something more in the 2 to 3 year range, or would you want to shoot for like a 48 month, 60 month for the equipment?
Yeah, probably the longer the better. So this way I could pay it off early. I'm not really scrapping myself, for that. So
yeah, if we had a, 15 grand over 48 months, like a probably, it's at $312 a month, but that's no interest whatsoever, but, you know, add on $20, $30, $40 to that, so you're right around there, not too bad. So the working capital, a little bit different as far as the term lengths go. They're a lot more shorter term, so it's somewhere around, for first-time customers, to be brutally honest, it's around 3 months to 18 months. The turnaround's a lot quicker. We do go out to 24 months and up to 3 years on these, but you got to have great credit or have repeat business, because basically it's all on the risk's all on our end. So is that something you're okay with? What you want to shoot for the longest term possible there?
The thing is with that is I don't want to tie up my or involve my personal loan credit, because I'm in the process of buying a house.
Oh, yeah. Well, none of this is going to go on your personal credit. It's going to go all through the business, so it won't affect the income-to-debt ratio. We are going to, take a look at the personal credit, but it is going to be a soft pull, only from Experian. It's not really going to ding your credit whatsoever. It might be like 2 points, 3 points max, but it's something we have to do, just, see if you don't have a lien, judgments, things like that, and the equipment is kind of based on personal credit history. But be reassured, it's seriously, it's only a soft pull. It's only one out of the three reporting agencies, so it's not like you're gonna get, you're gonna drop like 30 points overnight. I know you are trying to buy a house right now.
Yeah, and can you give me a call back on my cell phone in like 15 minutes? I just had a customer walk in.
Yeah, of course. Is this the good number, or the one I have?
Which one do you have?
Right here, it's, oh, 1 second. There's so many. 315-507-2140.
You can call me on my cell phone.
Yeah, which one? What number is that?
315-725-0592.
Perfect. All right, I'll give you a call in a little bit, James.
All right, thank you.
Actually, you can give me a call back. No, I'll call you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.